Blog Talk Radio.
A very good afternoon, everybody. Today on At Home with Victoria, we are focusing our time, our energy, and resources on helping the people of Haiti. Now, of course, many of you already know on Tuesday the country was hit by a massive earthquake, killing tens of thousands of people. According to the American Red Cross, death toll estimates could reach 100,000 people, if you can wrap your brain around that. So what we know right now, buildings are down, streets have been collapsed, and living people are alongside the dead. There is a tremendous amount of outpouring U.S. effort as well as overseas of folks that are trying to get into the country right now to help. So far, President Obama has pledged $100 million in relief aid, and former Presidents George Bush and Bill Clinton are working on efforts behind the scenes as well. But what's important about today is on At Home with Victoria, we are raising money, so we are asking you to help us raise money for Haiti by donating to the American Red Cross, the Yaeli organization, and that is an organization by singer and songwriter as well as activist Wyclef. And there's a young lady that's going to be joining us who is very active with that organization, and she'll tell us more about that, as well as World Vision and UNICEF. Joining me on the show today for this entire 45 minutes will be a staff writer from the Miami Times. Her name is Sandra. Also, actress and humanitarian Mildred is going to be speaking with us today from New York, so we'll get a sense from her as to the efforts taking place there within the Haitian community and just New Yorkers in general. Mildred, some of you may know her. Again, she is an actress, so she has been appeared on shows such as Sex and the City as well as a couple of other shows, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that. Now, later on in the show, pretty much about 4:25, there's a young lady that's going to be joining us. She came to the United States from Haiti when she was 9 years old, so she still has family. Her parents still have family who live there in Haiti. And plus, she talked to me about her mother's cousin actually lost her son on Tuesday in the earthquake. So we'll get a chance to talk to her and sort of see how her family is coping with everything over there. And we also do have a few people that are joining us in the chat room, and we're going to continue to take their questions. We've got a few videos that we're going to talk about that folks have did different types of public service announcements. So there certainly is just a huge effort where everyone seems to be just trying to help because, you know, if one person is hurting, that means all of us are hurting. And to see the pictures on CNN and to see the pictures on the news, it is very, very devastating. So we're just hoping that today we can raise money and a lot of money. So we're going to go to the phones. I think we have one of our guests on the line, Sandra, who's going to be talking to us from Miami. Sandra, are you there?
I'm there.
Hey,
I'm here.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
So let me ask you this, because, again, if you're just joining us, Sandra is a staff writer for the Miami Times, so she's down there, obviously, in the thick of it. So what's taking place? What are you seeing and what are you hearing?
I'm seeing a lot of people who are stepping out and just offering as much help as they can, taking up time off of work, going to Walmart is basically, like, completely out of water because people are going in buying water, you know, mm-hmm. donating blankets, food as much as they can, just, and it's the community that's coming together. It's not just the Haitian community, but it's the Black community. It's the whites coming together. It's the Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everybody's just wanting to just find a way that they can help.
Right. Now, I know, again, and I mentioned this before, that Wyclef's organization, those guys are really, really doing a lot, and we had spoke about this before. He has a drop-off center down there in Miami where he's asking folks to bring water and all that stuff. So tell everybody about that drop-off center.
Well, the drop-off center, they had one at Chef Creole, which is a local Haitian restaurant, and they had overwhelming number of water, and then people were bringing out blankets, people were bringing out candles, any non-perishable items that they could find at home or go out in the store and get to make sure that people in Haiti are receiving it. They also had another drop-off location at the Adrian Arts Center where it's like a kind of like a grand opera for us in Miami, and people were just, it was overwhelming. They had to call.
Wow.
They were putting people on Facebook saying, can people come out and just help us just sort out the items? You know,
right.
They were calling different people and just making sure that people can come out to help, because people are trying to find a way, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? What can I do to help? And
exactly.
Almost overwhelming relief of people just showed up.
That's awesome. And, you know, I was thinking and, you know, just talking to friends and family and things. And one thing that I can certainly say about people in America in general is that, you know, when disasters and something like this happen, I think we,
yeah.
no matter who you are, we really do rise to the occasion. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, definitely. Most definitely. I even had one of my friends, she's white, and
mm-hmm.
she was telling me how she was trying to find a way to get down there to Haiti, just she can
really?
Just help. And she doesn't even speak Creole, but she just wants to do something. And it
I
just
know.
It touched me so much, you know?
Yeah.
It just touched me. It meant a lot.
That is awesome. I mean, just, you know, the feeling of that people wanting to do something. So that's why, you know, today's show is important, because I really just wanted people to know that, you know, you can help on any level, you know, especially through the American Red Cross. You can, you can donate anywhere from $1 to $5 to $10 to $20. So it certainly isn't something that, you know, you've got to come out of your pocket with hundreds of dollars to donate. You know, every dollar and every cent counts. But I think we also have on the line our friend Mildred, who's the actress who is in New York. Mildred, are you there?
Yes, I am. Greetings, everyone. Blessings.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. So Sandra is on the line. So everyone who's out there listening to the show today, these two lovely, lovely Haitian women are my cohorts, and they're going to be with me for the 45 minutes that we're on the air trying to raise money to help our family and friends in Haiti. So Sandra, tell us a little bit about what's going on in New York, because that's where you are.
Sandra or Mildred?
I'm sorry, Mildred. I'm sorry. I've got 100 notes here in front of me. Mildred, I'm sorry.
It's okay. There are a lot of benefits people are putting together to raise money for Haiti, and people like the Red Cross and Wycliffe organization are helping to raise money to send to Haiti. People are praying, of course. They're having prayer vigils. And, a lot of just people caring, and it's like another 9/11.
I know it is, and I was wanted to ask, Sandra, I'll ask you first, and then Mildred, you can piggyback off of that, but what were your thoughts when you first saw the pictures that were coming on the news of the devastation?
Well, what I can say is that a week ago we celebrated Haitian Independence Day, and actor Jimmy John Lewis, he was down here with us, and the county celebrated. We had this big celebration downtown, and just seeing the images, I was like, there was a big turnaround for everyone who was there at the celebration, because we just celebrated the independence of Haiti, and
right.
now we're just celebrating watching people's lives who perished. And
mm-hmm.
to me, it was unreal. It took me a moment to realize this is actually reality. This is actually happening, because, you know, these are people's lives, seeing people lying on the ground and, you know, people just walking by, and it kind of touched me. It took me to the T, because just, you know, calling to see if family was okay, and, you know, calling my family to see if their family was okay, and it was just crazy. It was really
now,
crazy.
Now, have you heard anything? Have you heard anything from your family and friends there? Do you know anything?
So far, I know that one of my uncles are still missing, and two of my cousins have yet to be heard from. So those are the only three that are unaccountable for.
Okay. And Mildred, your response to that question?
I haven't looked at too many pictures because they've been so devastating. I was looking at some today, actually, and I saw they had pictures on the internet of bodies, just piles of bodies piled on top of one another, dead bodies. And it's horrible, but I'm just praying for the freedom of their spirits, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And my family, we haven't been able to communicate with them for a while since this happened. And this morning I found out that some of my father's family actually didn't make it. So
yeah.
that wasn't such good news. But I have to trust in the divine plan that we're not in control of.
Absolutely. And I do know that there are reports through the American Red Cross, and that's kind of where I like to get my numbers because, you know, those folks are actually down there on the ground that can really give you hard, concrete numbers that that death is just certainly everywhere. But one good thing that I found out today, a very, very good friend of mine, and he's a fellow journalist, his name is Scott Broom. He left with the USS Comfort from the Baltimore, Washington area today. And the USS Comfort, if you don't know, it's a very, very large ship that has been converted. It's basically a military hospital that's a ship. So Scott is going to be headed over there on the Comfort. And when he gets back and kind of has some time from his regular reporting duties in D.C., he's going to come on and talk to us about what it is that that he saw. You know, and just the images, when I, you know, got a chance to start seeing the pictures come in on CNN, you know, the first thing that happened to me was literally I just sobbed because, you know, to be a human being and to see that amount of devastation, it's devastating.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely devastating. And there is a young lady that's going to be coming on in about 15 minutes, and she came to the United States when she was 9 years old, and so she's working very closely with Wyclef's organization, and she'll tell the story when she gets on the air about her mother's cousin who did lose her son in the earthquake on Tuesday, and trying to, you know, see how her family and all of that is dealing with it. Now, Sandra, I'm sorry, Mildred, you had mentioned also that in March you've got something that you're going to be working on to help out coming up.
Yes, I'm going to be doing a performance. It's called I Transcend the Gender Expression of Haitian Gods and Goddesses. Haitian people are very spiritual people, and this performance is going to be dedicated to them and to the survivors of the earthquake. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be March 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Wild Cafe Theater, which is in the East Village, 59 East 4th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. Mm-hmm. And another sister by the name of Tantra Zawadi will be doing a performance as well. And my performance will be choreographed by Sokna Heather Mabin, a wonderful choreographer who's very knowledgeable in Haitian dance.
Great.
Yeah, people can just go to my website for more information, which is dreadlove.com, dreadlove.com.
And I will also, and I don't think I have it up there, but I'll make sure my producer, Mildred, puts your website on our link as well. But hopefully around that time you'll come back on the show and can promote it a little bit more and talk a little bit more about it. But in getting back to where you're talking about the people of Haiti are very spiritual, if either one of you could just address, you know, the strength of the people, because I just firmly believe that, you know, that the people of Haiti will certainly come out of this without,
well, they definitely
you know,
will.
It's gonna, yeah. it will take time, but they will, right?
They definitely will. It's. I see it also in a way, in a weird way, as a purging, and this is a chance for people all over the world to really help this country that's been so misused.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to bring in a new regime to help Haiti and to end the corruption that's been happening for many years. And it's a shame because Haitian people are very powerful people. I mean. Mm-hmm. Our Haitian ancestors created the first and only successful black slave rebellion and the first black republic.
Absolutely.
And they're very spiritual people, whether that's through Catholicism or through voodoo, which has had a bad rap. But the fact mm-hmm. is it's a beautiful ritual of honoring the Haitian gods and goddesses. And it's during the voodoo ceremony that our Haitian ancestors were inspired to fight back for their freedom, for their survival.
Mm-hmm. Sandra, you wanted to add something?
You know, a lot of people have been responding to a lot of what Pat Robinson said, and, you know, a lot of Haitians have been offended by what he said, but I believe that Haiti is, God is with Haiti. God is with Haiti, and God hasn't left Haiti, and Haiti will bounce back. Haiti will continue on, will fight on, and it is a long-term effort to continue to help Haiti. It's not something that's going to be gone in 6 months or as soon as, you know, we get everybody, like, fixed up, but it's something that's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, and my thoughts on that with Pat Robinson is that, you know, now is certainly not the time for that kind of mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and that's all I'm going to say about that, because the focus of our show is positive and we're trying to raise money. But, you know, sometimes people should just be quiet. Now is not the time to hear that sort of thing. So that's that, and that's the only airtime he'll get here on the show today. But if you guys are just joining us on At Home with Victoria, thank you so much. This was a special show that my producer and I put together as we, you know, wanted to help out as journalists and first and foremost as human beings to help our brothers and sisters over in Haiti. So we were asking that you guys donate anywhere from $1 to $20 through the American Red Cross organization, Yaeli, and that's Wyclef's organization, and they've been doing just such a great job, I hear, so far. World Vision, as well as UNICEF. Now, in terms of the whole donation thing, because I've done many stories on this before, all of us know that in a time of crisis, you know, the good comes out in people, and Sandra and Mildred, we talked about this, and the bad will come out in people. Right. So there are going to be a lot of scams out there, so make sure that when you donate that it's actually a reputable organization that you're donating to, not somebody that's a scam artist.
Yeah,
because, you know, and it is unfortunate, but, you know, all of us know that those type of people are certainly going to be out there. Sandra, what were some of the items that people have been bringing to Miami, to those different places to drop off relief items?
Well, they've been bringing blankets, water, candles, flashlights. A lot of people just coming out and just bringing clothes, and just, you know, at a time like this, a lot of people don't have any clothes. They don't have any blankets. They don't have anything to keep them warm. They don't, and a lot of people have also been bringing out Bibles and little prayer logs just to give people strength at this time, you know, just helping them to say, you know what, you've been through something, but guess what, you're going to survive this.
That's
you're
right.
You're going to able to overcome this. What had happened?
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And just to give everybody just some sort of latest information that I was able to gather from the Associated Press and just in television news, one of the big things that happened today was that USS Comfort military hospital ship left today to go over to Haiti. And I've had the opportunity to do many, many reports on the Comfort. I've had the chance to be on that ship. So that was very, very great for me to hear that the Comfort was on the way, because they've got a capacity in terms of beds and the amount of people that they can treat on that hospital ship. We're talking thousands of people that ship will be able to treat. So that was just great, great news today. And also, a lot of you already know this, but President Obama did pledge $100 million dollars in aid to Haiti. And of course, what Sandra and Mildred were talking about, just the massive amount of outpouring that they have been seeing and that we've been seeing in Miami as well as New York. And guys, I have to tell you, of course, you know, when something like this happened, everybody wants to do research and find out about the country and kind of see where it is on the map and all of that stuff, which is unfortunate, because, you know, it shouldn't take a disaster for that to happen. But I didn't know that there were approximately 2 million people who actually lived in the capital and surrounding areas of Haiti and where that earthquake happened. I didn't know that was that amount of people there.
Yeah.
And also, the American Red Cross just put out some new numbers where they're estimating that 3 million people are going to be affected by that entire disaster. So certainly, you know, it's something that you start raising money today, but I'm just hoping in 2 or 3 weeks, and either one of you can speak to this, that people will continue to raise money and just don't stop now.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree I agree because after, you know, with Katrina and also with 9/11, you know, it's 3 months later, people were still in mourning, but at the same time, we kind of swagged back into our regular, you know, let's do what we need to do to get by, let's just go back to our regular lives. So we don't want to do that, because Haiti has been in need for so long. Last year, they had a food crisis also, and they also had the same, not the same problem, but the same issues really did come up. And basically, Haiti has been in need for so long that we have to just address this issue now before it gets worse.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I do know that former President Bill Clinton, through his organization, the Clinton Foundation, even prior before Tuesday's earthquake, he has really made a commitment and promise to the people of Haiti. And I had no idea up until now that he was just so active through his foundation.
Yes.
And helping and supporting Haiti. So I was very impressed with that because I just simply didn't know how much work he was doing over there.
Yeah. He's been a special envoy for Haiti, I believe, for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been
mm-hmm.
doing a lot. He came down here during the Haiti Diaspora Conference, and he basically gave us an update of what's going on with Haiti and some of the plans he planned on initiating within the country.
Right. Right. And I think just like Mildred said, too, and Mildred, that was a good point because I did not think of it that way where you talked about that spiritually, you know, this it's an opportunity for a purging and sort of a new birth. That was something
yeah.
that I'd never thought of. So that was very enlightening that you said that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very, very, very enlightening. And I know you yourself are a humanitarian and you're always out there doing things, so I'm looking forward to, you know, what you're going to be doing in March.
Yes, you are invited as a guest.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Both of you.
Thank you. The more the merrier as far as I'm concerned. I do want to take 1 second just to acknowledge that we do have some folks that are joining us in the chat room here on Blog Talk Radio and on At Home with Victoria. So all of the guests that are here with us today for the show, thank you very much, and it is kind that you took the time out to be with us. And again, we were asking to help raise money today through donations through the American Red Cross, World Vision, UNICEF, as well as Wyclef's organization. And, you know, we're not asking to donations for, you know, hundreds or dollars. You know, we're asking that you donate $1, $5, it could be $20 or $25 because the money, no matter what amount you give, you know, is certainly going to go a long way to help all of the people over there that are suffering right now. And I do know that, you know, when you watch a lot of the news, they were just talking about, you know, just really trying to get them the basic things like water, granola bars, you know, blankets, clothes,
soap.
Soap, exactly, yeah, deodorant, yeah, you know, that kind of stuff, that doesn't even cost a lot of money. Doesn't cost a lot of money at all. You know, something that was interesting, Sandra, that you said, you talked about Walmart has been so busy down there. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. The water is, like, completely out of stock with water because people are just going out and donating and just donating, continuing to donate.
Mm. Yeah, I thought that was a good thing. Yeah, Mildred, she had mentioned that before you got on the air, how Walmart was really out there. I think we have our other guest that's joining us, and let's see if we can go ahead and get her on the line. And this was a young lady that I met through a friend of mine on Facebook, Mona Rock. And I put the word out, and Mona gave me somebody that went through somebody else, and this was how I found Jute Line. So let's see if she is on the air. And, in fact, we're going to end up doing a special with her next week. Hey, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So you're on the air with Sandra, who's a staff writer with the Miami Times, Mildred. She's an actress humanitarian. Mildred, I forgot to mention you love yoga, too, and so do I, so that's cool. We appreciate
yeah.
that. We appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about your family, and I know a lot of your friends have family over there, and they're suffering a lot. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, my mom yesterday got word that most of her first cousins, they're okay, but two of them lost their son in the school because the school collapsed on them, and she's still waiting on a couple more. And today, one of her friends who went down to bury his dad on Monday with his wife and his two kids, and she just got word in about 3:00. She just called me and told me that the wife and the two kids died.
Ah.
Yeah. So he and they the family called and they called mom, and he's just waiting. He's not leaving them in the older body, so he doesn't want to come back. He's in the Army, I think in the Navy also, and he's just, it's just a nightmare for them, for the family. My mom's been just heartbroken by all of it. But we're blessed that, you know, like my immediate family's here, so I'm blessed in that sense. But I, when you watch your parents and the pain that they're in, and you could put faces to the people they're talking about, you know, it's heartbreaking. It's I think it's what affects us all.
And you know, that's an interesting point that you made about how even more difficult it is when, for example, like you guys are here in the U.S., and, you know, you look on the television and you see the pictures and you're here and they're there. So I can imagine
how
difficult.
And I think that's what's hurtful for all of us. I think for all Haitian Americans, I can say that's the problem, is that we know why, you know, and why everything has to be shown. But we can't help but to think if any of these people are people we know, when we see their bodies on the floor, when we look at the, you know, their faces. It's, I think it's the hardest thing. So I only allow myself to watch 15 minutes of CNN today because it's too much.
I think, and Mildred, you had mentioned that earlier when I first asked off at the top of the hour, when I asked you guys about the images and what that was, and you mentioned something about that you really didn't watch, so I understand that, you know.
Yes. We already know
what's
happening.
Yeah, I imagine it's just too hard and too difficult to constantly have to see that, But, you know, and I have to say, as at the same time with me being a journalist, it is important that those pictures get out, because you do want that to be seen, because, you know, folks need to know what's going on.
And then I think it's also beneficial. One of my friends says that people need to see what happened so they can see how much help we need.
Exactly.
You know, after 2 weeks, after 2 weeks, we probably won't even get as much coverage at all.
I know.
It's just, we should, I guess we take advantage of it now, but it's just heartbreaking to see all of that, period.
And you have been very active, I know, in trying to raise money through Wyclef's organization. So you can talk a little bit about that, because I know that's sort of been your focus right now.
Right. It's been my focus because I know I've donated money and done some projects with it with the hurricane before, and I know where the money is going, and I know he will, like, he's our people, and he will help. The money will go to the people. And what I've been doing is my job, I was able to raise $500, and they were going to match the money I raised. And donated to Yale Haiti. And I've also been in contact with an organization in Maryland, Marion Foundation for the Poor, and they're collecting items and stuff like that. So I'm going to plan a drive to collect items for them, and so they could send, because they have churches in Haiti. Then they have their people on the ground now, and most of the stuff they're asking for is first aid stuff, clothes, and water, like what everybody's been discussing on the air, basically.
Right. Like just to let our listeners and viewers know, you will be back next week, and we're going to get a date, because you'll be back on to talk a little bit more extensively
about
that.
And I thank you for
our
opportunity. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I just appreciate the opportunity that I was able to get you guys on the air to talk about this, because my main concern is that, you know, it cannot get out of the news, because like you said, you know, you're going to get that first 2 weeks where, you know, we're going to be covering it 24 hours a day, and then all of a sudden it will drop, and then people will forget, and you don't want that.
No, we
don't. Haiti has a need that everybody needs to know about. Haiti has, even if the earthquake didn't happen, Haiti needs help. Haiti has always needed help. And I guess it took this for people to see, okay, Haiti, we need to help Haiti now.
Right, exactly.
That's the only good thing out of this, to make people aware of what's going on and urge them to help.
Yeah, and I've gotten together with a couple of my friends who were just recently talking on the phone, and we were planning on in Maryland, we have a lot of Haitians, and especially in Howard County in Columbia where we live, and there's Van, and we were planning on, you know, doing fundraisers that way, have to be, like, throwing parties, and then, you know, doing just anything you can do, because when you hear, you feel helpless. You can't do nothing.
Exactly,
and
you don't want to
You don't want to sit down, just watch the chaos,
and do nothing,
you know, and just wait and do nothing. So I think as a youth, especially for our generation, I think Haiti has given me a lot. All of our friends said that when we were born here, even though we came here when we were young, but we've got you know, we have childhood, we have memories, we have things, and we have family when we go visit that is giving us so much. And we, I think it's just, this is the time for us to give it back. You know,
absolutely.
To give back to our, you know, to the country
yeah.
that we know we were born in, you know.
Well, and it's pretty obvious to hear you speak like that. You've got a passion for Haiti. That's pretty obvious for, I'm sure,
yeah.
all of the listeners out there that's listening to you right now. It's pretty obvious you love Haiti, yeah.
Yeah, we have a great country. Everybody, I'm sure, who's there, well, you remember growing up when you're going to, you have pretty beaches, we have museums, you play, you know, everybody's everybody's neighbors. You have aunts and uncles
mm-hmm.
who's not your blood uncles. It's just,
right.
we're great people, you know. And I know people get bombarded when they see all the crazy stuff on TV before about Haiti being the poorest, being that. But we have happy childhood. Not every child in Haiti,
right.
you know, everyone who comes from Haiti, you know, went through
yeah.
that or struggled. We see it, but we are happy people also. We're a good country. And I think America needs to realize that, you know. I think we need to now, you know, our people, we're good people. And
mm-hmm.
anybody can say anything negative about us or just that's inhumane in my opinion. And you just
oh
need
yeah
to realize
yeah
the
for
kind
sure
of people. Yeah
yeah we are kind of touched on and I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to give any powerful words to anybody, but we kind of touched on, you know, a few crazies out there that said
yeah,
a few crazy things.
It's ignorant. And ignorance.
Oh, absolutely,
is
yeah, absolutely,
pure
yeah.
ignorance and
yeah, yeah.
lack of knowledge. And I think people
yeah.
should educate themselves, like you said, going to, you know, going to read about Haiti and the struggles and everything we've been through.
Mm-hmm.
We were once a rich country. We weren't always poor. And everybody can, you know, agree with me on that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just people, you know, we've done a lot of great things. And I
absolutely.
Think
and, you know, that's what I was saying, too, that it was a shame that, you know, it even took me that it takes something like a disaster like this in order for someone to Google or go pick up a book and start
right.
reading
and
about Haiti.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's just a shame that's what it takes. So when I actually did go and Google it, my producer was sending me some pictures. I am telling you, I wanted to go there to the beaches because the pictures are just beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And there's great parts of Haiti. I think everybody will agree with me on that. There's really parts of Haiti that are beautiful. I mean, we do, you know, it's funny because
But that's any country, too, though, you know?
Exactly.
You know? I mean,
exactly.
you,
yeah.
know, you know, obviously Haiti, you know, the situation over there in terms of folks going without and being poor, is that's a whole different issue. But, you know,
right.
I mean, come on, the reality is you can go to any country. In fact, right here in the United States,
thing.
You can
right.
find the same thing.
Right, exactly.
So let's just be honest about that, right?
Yeah, exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And I think that's what people need to understand is that we won't always like that, you know.
Right.
And there's a root to everything. And just imagine, you know, when I look at CNN and stuff, see that stuff affecting a brother or a sister on the street, and the kids are the most hurtful thing because I used to be a teacher, and just
mm-hmm.
to see kids like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just heartbreaking, most of it. It's just heartbreaking.
I think the kids, too, are something that, you know, kind of really throws me when I see
yeah.
the pictures as well. Because, you know, kids are kids, and they don't know anything.
Right, and they don't. And they
yeah.
don't. And they don't understand why, or they don't understand.
Exactly.
Why.
Exactly,
yeah.
yeah. I think it gets back to that point that you just said with the kids. They just simply don't understand why, and they don't know what's going on. And you know, kids anyway always need a sense of security in order
exactly.
for them to feel comfortable and loved and to know who they are and where their parents are. So, I mean, that very much
you
is
a
point I'm taking.
There's a lot of kids who just lost their parents, both of them.
Yeah.
Some kids are orphans right now. So it's just, yeah. But
yeah,
I think we're people that unite when we need to. And Haitians are really strong. When I look at the TV and I hear some of the stuff that, you know, you speak it, we're strong people. And I think
mm-hmm.
we will
powerful.
Fight, you know, exactly. Exactly. And I think we will get through this. You know, we're going to take
well, and, you know, when I actually see that, you know, when I actually do have the opportunity to see the pictures and stuff, you know, for me,
right.
I see that. I see that on the faces of the people, that those are powerful people. I can see that.
Right, exactly. We are. And you see how, you know, if you look, you see who's helping who. We helping each other get out of the rubble. You see they're helping they don't even know certain people. They're just, you know, they come together. And I just hope it stays that way. But, you know, I think we just need to get help. Hopefully they'll get help as soon as possible because, you know, things start to happen when you go
there. Yeah, exactly.
You can't feed your kids and it's going to chaos is down the chart.
Yeah.
And that's what I fear the most.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, so far, and again, as a journalist, I have the opportunity to listen and see stuff that maybe everybody don't see. And again, I do have a couple of friends that are reporters that are over there, and one just left today on the comfort to go over there. So I can definitely say, so far, from what I am hearing, that sort of thing that you're talking about, we're not seeing that yet. So I am, you know, hoping and praying, and you want to keep your fingers crossed that that's not going to happen. And hopefully that's not going to happen, because with the amount of aid from all over the world and those basic necessities that's going over there right now, you know, we shouldn't have any of that.
Well, one of my friends, one of my boyfriends, when he talked to, he was able to get a hold of his mom. He says the big problem is there is aid. It's getting the aid to the people, because he said the roads are completely, like, messed up. And I think he said that's the problem that they're having, is that they can't, because the roads are so bad, they can't get the help to everyone at
the
right time. Exactly. And that's where, you know, they're having the biggest challenge.
Well, and, you know, a situation like that, that's where I know for a fact organizations in the U.S. like the Army Corps of Engineers, those guys, I've done stories on them before. They're incredible. They're able to go into a disaster in an area like that and literally build sort of makeshift roads so that you can get those trucks and can get those supplies in there to those people. So, you know, you just sort of hope and pray that sort of thing is actually being addressed. But can you believe our 45 minutes is almost up? I think we've got about exactly 8 minutes left. But I do still want to mention that the reason for the show for today is that we're raising money anywhere between $1, $5, $20, and that's through the American Red Cross, a Wyclef organization, World Vision, as well as UNICEF. And, again, you do want to be careful about who you give to because we talked about this before. There's a lot of people that are going to have scams out there, and you guys know – any single organization, if it's a scam, we'll say Haiti on it.
Yeah, and I also tell people to go to CNN.com or MSNBC. They have a list of organizations that are legit, that are been cleared, that you want to donate to. Don't take, if somebody send you email, don't just accept
I agree.
Email. If you want to donate, just go to these websites and get a list of organizations.
I agree.
Because they have a huge list of different organizations.
I agree, and she's right. Definitely. I know CNN, MSNBC, as well as actually the American Red Cross, because they not only have a place there where you can donate, they've got a whole list of organizations. So I would really go to one of those. And also First Lady Michelle Obama has a wonderful message where she's asking people on the site through the American Red Cross to donate as well. But I know that we're going to continue this conversation next week, because I know you've got so much information out there that you want to get out and to continue it, because, again, we don't want people to sort of drop the ball and forget.
Exactly.
Once you stop putting those pictures, then people can forget.
Yeah. Just don't forget about us. We're people. We need help. We're going to need help for years to come, so we just don't want to be forgotten, because we've been forgotten for years now. So...
I definitely do think, and it was something Mildred said, that, you know, out of the sort of a tragedy like this, a purging and the cleansing can come. And I feel it that it is the time. I really believe that.
Yeah, I hope so. I do.
I really, really, really believe that. Well, I want to thank all of you beautiful Haitian women for joining me on the show today, and just thank you so much. We had Sandra. Sandra, you got anything you're working on down there in Miami for the Miami Times? Anything special you got going on?
Well, we're still different organizations are still coming forth. You know, people are still collecting. They're doing a rally. They're doing a concert next week to help raise some funds with some Haitian artists. There's a lot of things going down here. Elected officials are holding little parties and different things so that people can find a way to help. So everybody wants to help. All you have to do is just go looking for where you can help.
Yeah, that's true, because there are a lot of opportunities out there to help. And Mildred had mentioned at the top of the hour that she's got something coming up in March. But Mildred, you're going to come back on the show, though, before your March event and talk about it, right?
Yes, I will. Definitely. Thank you.
Okay, so that won't be the last time that we're going to hear from you. But I want to thank all of you guys for coming on. I told you the 45 minutes would go by fast because it's done. And again, I just thank you so much for your support, and we're going to continue the conversation next week. So, ladies, much love and Godspeed, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Blessings to all of you.
All of you, too. I hope all your families are okay.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in today to listen to At Home with Victoria. I also want to thank my producer, because Shannon did a lot to make this happen. We kind of made this happen in just a couple of days. Again, so if you do want to donate, some really good points that the ladies were making, make sure it's a reputable organization, the American Red Cross, Wyclef's organization, World Vision is a good organization, as well as UNICEF is a good organization. Also, you're more than welcome to go to CNN, MSNBC. They've got an entire list of organizations that are reputable organizations that we actually do know about. And again, the latest today, President Obama did promise $100 million to help with the aid, as well as that ship, the USS Comfort, is on its way over there, and they've got a tremendous capacity on that ship. I have seen the ship, and I have been on there to do stories on the ship to actually help people. So I think that right there is going to be huge when they get over there. I do want to thank a very good friend of mine, a couple of people on Facebook that really helped me get the word out and make this happen, because, you know, nothing happens unless you have friends. And I must say, I do have fabulous friends. So I want to thank Stone, Carl, Megan, Karen, Robin, Grover, Lena, Lynette, Simone, Sandra, Mona Rock, who was very, very, very helpful. I want to thank her, too. I want to thank my girlfriend, Sunshine, who had to listen to me every day with my text and tell her every single thing that was going on with the show. So, Sunshine, thanks a lot for your support and your love and your help. And Tony did a great public service announcement, and that's her public service announcement that is on the front of our page on At Home with Victoria. And again, I did mention that we are going to continue this conversation next week, as we do have a lot more to talk about, because we want to keep the conversation going, just because, you know, they're going to need a lot, and they're going to need a lot of money, they're going to need a lot of support, and most importantly, they're also going to need a lot of prayers. So I want to thank everyone who took the time to listen today. And may God bless you, and thank you so much. And we'll see you again next week on At Home with Victoria. Bye-bye.